Hello, everybody. This is Leno. Welcome to a new episode of Chica Travel Podcast. In this episode, I am going to be talking about my pre-travel preparations, and these are just things that I do before every trip. I would like to position this particular episode as ideal for someone who is very new to traveling. Hopefully, these will help you have an amazing trip as well as you're planning. So, the first thing that I do, of course, is to research, and do preparation. Before you do anything else, you absolutely have to complete your research about the destination that you are traveling to. It is very embarrassing for you to go to Amalfi Coast and then come back onto TikTok or Instagram and complain about the fact that there's a lot of stairs. So please do your research. And I also think that when you research the particular destination, you also have to look at things like the local customs, what are the tipping practices, how do you get around once you are in that place? For example, if you're going to Lake Como, there are lots of accommodation places that you will find an Airbnb that will say that this place is ideal only if you have a car and so on. So you need to do research and figure out where you are staying, how do you get there, and how do you get around to all of these activities that you will be doing once you are at that destination. So you can also use platforms like Get Your Guide. Read the reviews there, check out TikTok as well, Instagram as well as Twitter, and also check Airbnb experiences as well, because sometimes they have activities that are available that you can book. So the more you know about your destination, the smoother your trip is going to go. The research also helps you to find trustworthy activity providers and just to get familiar with the local culture to make sure that your travel experience is enjoyable. The second thing that I would say is that ensure that your passport is in order. Obviously, I'm assuming that you would have checked whether or not you need a visa for your destination. If you needed a visa, you would have applied for that. But just make sure that you have at least 2 blank pages on your passport for stamps, especially if you're traveling to destinations where they still stamp your passport, and most destinations do this. And I always also keep a digital copy of my passport on my phone, just in case I need to show it and I don't have the physical copy. And I guess something else that I should be doing that I don't do is really carry a printed copy just in case the passport gets lost. You need to have something physical that you can show. So some travel guides who suggest that you have to carry your passport with you at all times when you are in a foreign country. And I have seen this as a requirement. I don't do this. I don't personally think it's safe for me to carry my passport around with me all the time. I do advise that you keep it in the safe at the hotel and just keep the printed copy with you should you need it, and also have your digital copy saved on your phone. So the third thing that I also do, obviously, it's travel insurance. I have spoken extensively about travel insurance and why it's important. I guess the only thing that I can add here is that I keep a digital copy of my policy documents on my phone. I just make sure that it's easily accessible, even if I don't have network where I am. I guess for those of you who like to be, you know, to do things properly, it is also advisable to have a printed copy of those documents. Should maybe you lose your phone, you need to also know that you have a backup available, all your other documents that you may have printed. So just with your travel insurance, just check that the coverage details there, and you understand exactly what is included, what is excluded, and especially for medical emergencies, for example, you know, for cancellations, as well as what happens to your belongings if any of them get lost. So that would be it for travel insurance. The next thing that I also do is I always have extra funds available. So if I've got a budget for my trip and my budget, for example, is 20,000, I will always have an extra, say, 5,000 or extra 10,000. And I recommend that you have at least 5,000 extra that you can easily access should you need to for any unexpected expenses that may come up, like last minute accommodation. For example, when I went to Rome 2 years ago, I went to Rome and my return flight was canceled while I was already at the airport just before we boarded. They canceled the flight and then they told us that they didn't have accommodation for us because it was at night. They said we must then book our own accommodation. Imagine if I did not have money, because they canceled the flight, not providing us with accommodation. I needed to book my own accommodation. I needed to travel to where I was going to stay and also travel back to the airport the next day. So if I did not have extra funds, I would not have been able to accommodate that. I would have needed to sleep on a bench at the airport, which would have been a shame. So that's why I suggest that you at least have an extra couple of thousands just in case of emergencies. Okay, and then the one other thing that I do as well is to have Google Translate on my phone. And well, I mean, it's always there. You only need to download it once and it's on your phone. So I always make sure that the language of my destination is available offline. So I download it before I go. So if I'm going to a Spanish speaking country, for example, make sure you've got Spanish downloaded onto my phone so that I am able to communicate with people when I get there. We underestimate just how little people all over Europe care about English. So if you think, when are you going to go there with your beautiful English? Nobody cares. They are speaking their own language. So for you to be able to just greet, say thank you, maybe ask for directions in that language is really, really awesome. So that's why I always have Google Translate readily available on my phone. Yeah, just make an effort, man. Learn basic phrases if you are visiting a place that does not speak English. Okay, so the next thing then is accommodation. So when it comes to accommodation, I always start by comparing prices. My go-to platform for booking accommodation is booking.com, but I always compare the price on booking.com with the price on the hotel website if I'm going to stay at a hotel. If booking.com is cheaper, maybe because you use it often, like I use it often, so they end up giving me discounts and free upgrades, then I will go with booking.com. I trust it as a platform. And the most beautiful thing about booking.com is that there are reviews there that have been left by fellow travelers. So read the reviews, and I use those reviews to determine whether or not it's a place that you should book. And I also like it when travelers also post their own photos of their accommodation, because sometimes some of these places, they will post the most airbrushed type of photos, but then travelers post real type of photos, which is good for you to be able to make a decision. So yeah, booking.com, definitely I use that for my accommodation. Something else that I do, and I know that this is not possible for everybody, I always travel with a backup phone. I carry an old phone that I no longer use just as a safety net in case my main phone gets lost or damaged while I'm traveling. I don't want to be left scrambling for a replacement phone. So just having a backup phone ensures that I stay connected no matter what. I always make sure that my backup phone has access to my email account so that I can be able to access my travel booking details easily. Okay, so the other thing that I do is I always get an eSIM. I mean, it has not always been an eSIM. It used to be a SIM card back in the day when eSIMs were not a thing. Now I always use an eSIM. And my provider of choice currently is iRallo. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. iRallo, it's not the cheapest of options, but I am using them because they give me connectivity. I don't have to worry about going to a shop to buy a SIM card and loading data and worried about, taking out my SIM card from the phone, etc. All I do, I just go to the iRallo app. I buy my SIM card for the destination that I'm going to. I activate it before I leave the country. And when I arrive in my destination, all I do on my phone is just to put it on. And voila, I've got connectivity. So I have previously, for example, if I go to, let's say, Italy or Spain, there is a Euro, like a global Euro type of SIM that you could buy. I have bought that before for a trip where I was going to do Italy and Switzerland. I was struggling a bit with connectivity, so I just prefer, if I'm going to go to Switzerland and Italy, buy the Switzerland one, buy the Italian one, so that you've got one that's specific for that region. I just find that it works out better for me. If you prefer, you could just also go out for the global option, for the Euro Global SIM. I think that's what it's called, but you can just check out on iRallo, the app. I mean, there are other eSIM providers. This is just one that I've used and it works for me. So yeah, I'm just sticking to it. Okay, that's it about staying connected. The other thing that I do is I always have a car ready to pick me up when I land at the airport. I think the only place where I don't do this anymore is Rome, because I've kind of figured, found my way around, and I want to feel like I'm a local. So I get there and I take a train into the city. But for everywhere else, I always have a car available to pick me up at the airport, and I use welcomepickups.com for this. I just like that, you get there, you don't have to worry about, how am I getting to my accommodation? There's a car and a driver who's there with a sign that's got your name on it, and they are ready to take you home. And then post that, I can figure out how to navigate public transportation once I am settled. Okay, and I guess something else that I do is I share my travel itinerary with a friend or family member. Right now, I do this with my son. Especially if you're a solo traveler, there has to be at least somebody else that has, your itinerary, somebody who knows where you will be on what day. If you are traveling alone, it is also recommendable that you are recommended. I think that's a better word. Recommended that you share your itinerary with your hotel or your host if you're staying in an Airbnb, so that there's also somebody in that particular city or country that knows where you are at whatever point. So I think something else that's really important if you're traveling as a group is to ensure that you have contact details for next of kin for everybody that's in the group. If anything happens to one of you while you're traveling, we all know who do we contact. Because, with these trips, we all meet on social media. So we don't know who, family, etc. It's always advisable to have a next of kin details available to everybody on the trip, just in case of emergencies. Last but not least, and I don't do this anymore, but if you're a first-time traveler, maybe do it. Print copies of important travel documentation, your flight tickets, hotel reservation, and any other relevant confirmations, maybe of activities that you've booked. While digital copies are convenient, physical copies can be lifesavers if you encounter technical issues. So keep these in an organized, safe place like a travel wallet. I like a travel wallet because they are big enough for you to also put in your boarding passes without needing to bend the documents, etc. So yeah, guys, these are all the things that I do before I travel. I hope you found these tips helpful for your next trip. And I really cannot stress enough, preparation is key to a stress-free trip. By following some of these steps, you'll be well equipped to handle any situation that comes your way. You don't have to do every single thing that I have listed, but I do think from this list, you can pick what you think will be helpful for you and help with your trip. So if you enjoyed this episode, as it has now come to the end, please do not forget to subscribe, rate the podcast. Please leave a review if you can. And you can also just connect with me on social media, Miss Lelo B, or you can find me on Chica Travel Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Mwah.